So I think we should start off celebrating Shelley.
Yay! I feel really disheveled.
Tell us.
It's been a hard week. I launched my course on Wednesday. My course isn't finished. Like, I haven't finished creating it. And I realized late on Tuesday night that I wasn't going to get it finished in time. So I put it on, like, I've put all of the modules on drip. So yeah. I've only had one buyer.
I've had a buyer.
Yes. So someone purchased it on Wednesday. So she'll do module one. I've got until Saturday to have module two finished before the drip does the thing. And I've put all of the modules on a 3-day drip because I just wasn't going to get it done otherwise. And I was starting to like really panic and stress. And I figured like this way, I've got a deadline built in, but not so tight.
I think that's probably better because then you can every week just focus on one module instead of trying to just skim through it all.
And I mean, like, it's not, the whole process has not gone as I would have liked it to, but I've learned a whole lot for next time. Sorry, my cat's trying to eat things and I just don't want him to. So I realized late last night that my ads haven't been running for like the why now. My ads haven't been running and I totally forgot to schedule that part of the traffic strategy. So I'm like, I don't know if I'll bother now because I plan on closing the cart like tomorrow.
Mm.
So I might just kind of like I did my second.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, well, that's it. I did my second live stream yesterday and I couldn't be bothered. I really wasn't going to do it until my mate was just like, can you really, really not be bothered? So I did it, but I did something completely different because I hadn't, like, I'm doing everything on the fly at the moment, which is a really, really bad idea. I should have been more prepared.
But you will be
next. Okay, good advice.
You will be next.
Yeah, exactly.
You know now.
Exactly. I know now that this is not a good strategy.
Yeah.
And so did you have many people on the lives?
I had on my first one, I had 8 or 9 people on the first one. Mm-hmm. And on the second one, I had like 2.
Okay. But we can still go back and watch it later, can't we?
Yes. Yeah, they're all.
It's actually on my list today. It's probably like number, 11 on my list, but watch Shelley's videos. So...
They're super short. So I'm really proud of myself for keeping super short because I tend to get really rambly, but I scripted myself for these ones and I feel really proud of myself for the way that I like presented my lives. I don't think I'm going to bother with the one today just because my traffic strategy is not working and because I was really disheartened yesterday to find like only like 2 people there and nobody really, like no one's even clicking on my link.
Mm-hmm.
But did you say that you were going to do a live today?
I haven't said that. Like in all of my marketing, like in my emails and stuff that people aren't reading, I've said that I was going to do another one today, but I don't like, I don't think anybody's going to miss it if I don't. And for me, it doesn't feel like a good use of my time.
I think, though, if you've said that you're going to do it, then you should do it, even if it's just a 5-minute, just 5 minutes, because you might get that one person who couldn't make it the last couple of days and thought, oh, yeah, I'll kick in. And if you don't do it, then they'll go, oh, she's not really dependable when she says she's going to do something.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And that one person could be your biggest fan and invite 20 other friends in.
Yeah.
All right.
No pressure, Shelley.
I know it's disheartening. I know it's disheartening, but you've just got to go through the process.
It is disheartening. And the other thing, like, and I'm also looking at, like, how do I best spend my time? And I'm like, do I have to put makeup on again?
No.
And I have to, yeah. I don't have anything planned. So you reckon I should just literally get on there like this and be like, hey, by the way, it's the last day you can get this thing.
Yeah, you look fine to me.
Yeah. You got to be you.
Literally just rolled out of bed. Thank you.
Perfect.
Well, what about doing what Denise Duffield Thomas does, and instead of doing lives, just pre-record them all on one day when you've got your makeup going, because that's stuff that I do, because I just cannot be bothered getting myself up to that amount of presentation for on a daily basis if I don't have to. So just pre-record a whole lot of 10-minute ones, and then you can just pop them up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
That's what I'm actually going to do with mine. I'm going to pre-record them.
Mm. Yeah.
Just because I don't have the peace and quiet and all that. But
yeah, yeah. That feels better. Like, I mean, who wants to put on makeup every day for a 15-minute live? No.
No.
Well, how about today? Just think of a topic that you know inside out that you can talk about for 5 minutes and just jump on as you are, no makeup, who cares? And just do that and then make your offer. But then pre-record, like when you're in the, like I have to be in the mood for it. I can't I can't have it scheduled in my diary, which is why I hadn't done it yet, because I went through that shit time. But I can't have it scheduled that says make videos today, because if I'm all, you know, down in the dumps, then it just doesn't work. So when you're feeling good and you've got the time to do the makeup, if that's what you want to do, batch three of them and then they're done. And then you're on autopilot. And then the time that you would have spent on the videos, you can be making sure that your ads are running.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you make the videos very specifically about one thing, then you can just reuse them.
Yeah.
Later.
Well, that's my plan. Like, I think I the one that I did yesterday, I was really, really happy with. So I feel like I might, you know, take that down and use it as, like, even just cut it up and use it for ads next time.
Yeah.
Like, I did, in the process of doing all of this, I did one video ad, and it was by far my most well-performing ad.
Ah. Yeah. Excellent.
It was just like a 15-second, like, probably 15-second video that I made for TikTok, that I just stuck up, like I just chopped it down a little bit and stuck it on a Facebook ad, and it went really, really well.
Cool. Hmm. I don't know anything about TikTok. I feel so old.
Yeah, me too. But it was like, it was a really good marketing strategy, because the algorithm works way differently and you get really popular really fast. Within the course of about 10 days, I found like I gained like 5,000 followers.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And if nothing, that's good for the ego, even if it doesn't equate to dollars.
Right. It puts you in a really good mood. But I also, so I had my TikTok set up and I put like my link tree on there, and that linked to my website and to my, like, I've got a free offer on my website. And I had like in the course of a couple of weeks, I had like 400 people download my free offer just from TikTok. Yeah.
Oh, so why are we still worrying about Facebook?
Wow, that's awesome.
You got to go with what works.
Yeah, exactly. But again, like I stopped doing TikTok because I was like, oh, I don't want to do the face and the be in the mood for it and stuff. But you're right. Like, I was doing like a whole day worth of TikTok, and I would just like draft like 10 or 15, 15 second videos. And you don't have to dance around like an idiot. You can just literally you find a song, you find something that you want to talk about, you put some text on the screen, and then you just stand there and point at the text when it comes up. Yeah.
Cool. Ooh, we might have to have a play with it. I don't know if Vanessa's people are up to TikTok just yet.
No. Am I not even on Facebook? They're not even Facebook.
You'll change all that. Cool. Well, you have learned a lot, Shelley. Like,
I have.
That's good stuff. Like, you've got a sale. You can get feedback from that person and testimonial.
Yep.
And you've got how many people on your list now?
I've got, you know what, I'm actually, like, I started off with my list close to 1,000 people, and I've lost almost 50 people off my list through the course of doing this, which is great because they didn't need to be there anyway.
Clean out the rubbish, yeah.
Yeah, I need to upgrade when I get to 1,000 people on my list anyway, so they've helped me, like, delay that upgrade. So every time someone unsubscribed, I was looking at it every day, and every time someone unsubscribed, I was like, yes, another one. Go, get on.
But you've got to create the space for the new ones to come in.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm thinking, like, I think for the next one, I might, like, start completely from scratch audience-wise, because the people on my list have all come from my Facebook group, and my Facebook group, like, they love me, but anytime I try to sell them anything, they don't want to know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can post anything else and it gets lots of likes and lots of comments, but the second I post anything even alluding to, hey, I want some money from you, they're like, who the fuck are you?
What if you were, like, totally honest and said, hey guys, you know, I've been supporting you for ages, and, you know, it seems like, you know that I know my stuff, and no one can keep doing everything for free. I want to teach you something that you're happy to pay for. What does that look like? What do you want me to teach you that you're happy to pay for? Like, just be brutally honest. Like, fuck them.
Yeah.
Or might I say that? Probably not.
As I was waking up this morning, I thought to myself, you know what? I might just kind of, like, put it into the group and be like, hey, can't keep doing this for free. I think I'm going to shut this group down. If you want to continue to support me, here's my Patreon or my Buy Me a Coffee or my whatever.
Or turn it into a membership group where they pay you, even if they're paying you 10 or 15 bucks a week. Like, if it's a small price, you're already giving them the service. You might, you know, up it a little bit, but if it's a small price, they might not balk at it, and they might go, well, yeah, she has been giving us free stuff for years. Let's start paying. And if they don't, you're in no different position because they weren't giving you any money anyway, so you can shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But if you've got a captive audience, you should, like, try at least, I reckon.
Yeah. If you've got 1,000 people on there, like, they only have to give you $2 or $3 each. And you've made a good amount of money.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I've got like 2,300 people in my Facebook group.
Well, there you go.
Even if they
even 10 bucks a month. That's $2,500 a month. So
even if they all just gave me $1 a month, that's my rent paid.
Yeah.
There you go. Try that. And if it doesn't work, same deal. You're just only back where you started.
Yeah.
But you have to, I guess you'd have to be clear that if it doesn't work, you are going to close the group down. Not like a threat, not like if I don't get this much, I'm going to close it, but you'd have to stick by your word, not then keep the group for free because then that's taking advantage of you.
Yeah. Well, I would probably, and you know what? I could do it as a different look, as a launch. Like, I could launch a membership and just be like, for you guys, and, like, launch it just to my Facebook group and say, because you've supported me for so long and because you've been listening to me for so long, it's a very exclusive price for you.
Exactly. Yeah. You can create another group that's paid.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. So pay me and I'll add you to this other group. And this current group will be closing down in 2 months or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you could, you know, throw in some extra sweetener, like maybe you do. So what Denise Duffield Thomas does is she does, I think, 2 lives a month. So hers was a once-off fee in the beginning. So I joined a long, long time ago. But you're in it for life with hers. But then when she got really big, she started doing 2 lives. For her, she does 2 so that she covers the 2 different time zones. But in a month, like, you could do 1 a month, or if you wanted to, you could do 1 a week, or, you know, you can put all of the content that you're selling in your course, you can put that in there or give that to them like as bonus content because you've already pre-recorded it and already done it and they're already paying you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that if I do it that way, I will build a community off Facebook because the nature of what I do, there's a lot of stuff that I can't put on Facebook because it violates.
Yeah, you can't even promote it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like even doing ads, like even doing Facebook ads is extremely difficult for me because I can't use the word sex. Mm.
Can you use orgasm? Surely that's the only word people need to hear.
I can use orgasm, but they like, first, I think that the algorithm kind of like disfavors you.
Thinks you're perverted. Yeah, yeah.
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 So I think maybe the way to do it is to build it as an exclusive community off Facebook and promote it saying we're going to do a whole lot of things in this membership that you can't do on Facebook. Like we're going to have a selfie competition and you can show us what
you want. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can also like maybe put in your ads, you can describe like, for instance, sex, you could say, you know, when in a man and a woman, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to call this today, taking the dog for a walk. And so every time you want to take the dog for a walk and have a code word and just explain it at the beginning of the video.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I have friends that their code word was gin and tonic. Hey, babe, feel like G&T? Sure do. Off they go.
That's great.
I like to drink my gin and tonic. You could do that. And I mean, it's worth trying. And also, video doesn't get screened in the same way that text words do. Is that right? Yeah. That's my feeling.
I have a feeling too. Yeah. And I'm going to experiment with that because I did, again, like I've got all of these TikTok videos that I've already made. I might as well use them.
Mm. Yeah.
I've got a lot of TikToks about orgasms. So I might like start running them as Facebook ads just to see like how it goes.
Mm. Yeah. So as part of that, like no, like trust, you can run the ads sending people to your group.
Yes.
And build up the group, give the value. And then, you know, once you've, you know, hit your target or whatever, then you decide to convert the group into the membership. And like that's your people, you know, like that will work. You've got it. Like the captive audience, whether you run it on Facebook or not, it wouldn't matter. But you can, once they're in the group, you can do whatever you like inside the group, can't you?
Yes. Once
I don't know. Can you?
Oh, not in my Facebook group. No, it's still subject to.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But again, you can have a disclaimer at the top that you just pin to the top of your page and say, in this group, an orgasm is referred to as a gin and tonic or whatever.
Yeah,
but if you can't be like absolutely relaxed in yourself and presenting what you want to present in there, then maybe, what other platform can you deliver the content in?
I could deliver it like I'm pretty sure my website and my courses and everything are done on Kajabi. And I'm pretty sure Kajabi's got a membership module.
Uh-huh.
Which.
Yeah. Okay.
So they could become members of your website.
Yeah. So they can become members of like, of my membership. Right. And I'll offer it to the people in my Facebook group for like $5 a month.
Yeah.
And that's my urgency and my point of difference, right? Like if you're in this group, you get it for $5 a month forever.
Yeah.
And then once I'm like established and I've got a whole bunch of people paying me $5 a month, then everybody else can pay me like $14.95 a month.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then founding members get to feel really special because they've been with me from the start and they get a special price. And that's a good way to keep them as well.
Yeah.
For your founding members too. I mean, $5 a month is good, but I would even go cheaper. Just go like $2 a month or something. Because then they are going to get, and then send them, you're right, to your web page and say on your Facebook group, look, guys, I can't be frank in this Facebook group because of Facebook limitations. So we're going to be moving the platform to my website. And because you are followers, you can get it for even just $2 a month, because then you are going to have a community for your new ones to join that are already there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might say like the first 20 people can get it for $2, but you're worth more than that. Like, I get what you're saying, Vanessa, but at the same time, you know, that's not even a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And I find if I haven't paid much for something, I don't make the effort. Like, whereas if I've invested properly, I'll follow the, you know, I'll chase the information. And if it's a course, I'll actually finish it. Whereas if it's too cheap, it just sits there and I'm like, yeah, I'll do it one day.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm.
Yeah. So maybe, like, or maybe there's an and solution there. Maybe they pay $2 a month for the first 3 months and then it goes up, but they lock that like still super cheap price in. Maybe it goes from $2 a month to $7 a month. And then everybody else who isn't a founding member pays like $15 a month.
Yeah. There's probably lots of different ways that you can do it. My point is, I'm just thinking, like, $2 I wouldn't value it for $2. Whereas I think what you're giving them is worth way more, but I get that you want to make it cheap so you can bring the people in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they need to commit.
There's a lot of brainstorming to be done around this, I reckon.
What you did, because I got your emails, I loved your emails. They're just short and sweet, and it, like, I mean, I was at work, so I couldn't do it, but I wanted to do it, you know, to come to the lives. The offer that you had that was changing it from Australian dollars to US dollars after a certain time, I thought that was genius. Like, it's still, in some people said, yeah, it's still the same price, but actually you're going to win more out of it. And it's just a little tweak to create the urgency. I thought that was really clever. Like, you know, so what, people didn't in this instance go for it, but they might still.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like as an Australian, I get so annoyed when things are priced in American dollars all the time. It's like, oh, it's so expensive. Like, it's literally $10 more.
Mm.
Something $49, it's literally $10 more for us when it's in American dollars.
Yeah, so it's a good bonus in Aussie dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so you've got a lot of thinking to do, but like, think of what you want. I mean, I know people have to want it as well to pay it to you, but what do you want your life, your business, your group, your whatever to look like? And then create it from there. And if it feels right, you know, like how you're saying now, you know, I wasn't really into lives, I don't really want to do it, like, maybe they're picking up on that. You know, you don't want to be bothered doing your makeup, but you are. Well, why are you? Why do you think you need to, you know?
Yeah.
You know all that.
I'll tell you what, like, I didn't realize it, but that 15 minute lives, so exhausting. Like, I finished the first one. I came off the first one and I went, oh my God, I'm so tired. And my friend who was watching, she's also a coach, she was like, you put a lot of energy into that. No wonder you're tired.
It's good she could feel it.
Yeah, but it's like Bushra said, I think in one of her things, she was like, this is not how I normally talk.
Yeah.
I put this energy on for these videos because you've got to engage people. Like, this is not how I usually am in every day.
Hmm.
Yeah, but don't forget that sometimes we like, people like Bushra can be overwhelming and we just kind of switch off because it's too much, high energy. So, I mean, I haven't done it for a while, but when I was doing videos, I had to stop myself from talking too much. You know, like, I would just go, not ramble so much, but I'll give the farm away, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's something I'm going to work on. But I'm happy to go there and say, you know, like, not having the best day today, so I'll keep it short and sweet. But, you know, I wouldn't try and do a big sales pitch when I was feeling like crap. But like, people want to see the real you, don't they? Like, and if you, I know, like, you can be hyper sometimes, and, you know, you're passionate about it, you know your stuff, so it's easy to get, to put that extra energy into it. But if it's draining you, then that's probably not quite the right balance that you need.
It's not sustainable to do it that way at
Yeah.
I think the flip side, though, coming from being a teacher, it's like running or doing exercise. The more you do it, the less energy it takes. You kind of, your brain doesn't need to think quite so much. But if it really isn't you, then don't do it. And I think for you, like, you're teaching people to be happy where you are and all that sort of stuff. So if you're looking 100% perfect every time, then it might come off as you're not practicing what you preach.
Yeah, you know what? I did a whole series of lives late last year when I was in a really bad mental state, and I just went, fuck it. I'm going to turn up live in this group every day. Don't care what I look like. Don't care what I sound like. Don't care if I've got nothing to say. And people were all over it. And I literally rocked in looking like a bag of shit, just going, I can't be fucked today, but here I am.
It's relatable because they get it. And they're like, she's brave for actually letting us in when she feels like that. Like, and that's what they want. They don't want you with makeup and perfect lighting. Or, you know, you might get yourself a ring light.
Not a ring light.
Wouldn't even notice. Nice. Okay, that's about enough effort.
I have to point my ring light at the wall, though, because otherise I get
glasses.
This is ring light on and this is ring light off.
Oh, makes quite a difference. Cool.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. Mm. So there you go. You've made an effort. You turn the ring light on. That's all we need. And it's early in the morning, so bonus points.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. We're all good at telling other people, but I know it's hard to do ourselves. But just be you.
Yeah.
And then when I need that reminder, you're allowed to tell me that too, okay?
Of course I will. Of course I will.
Yeah.
So what's next then, Shelley? Will you do it today, or will you think about it?
I'll keep it really, really simple. I'll just rock in and talk. Like you said, I'll just rock in and talk about something. And that's the other thing that I'm really proud of for myself. I've never done lives on my page before. I've only ever done them in my private group. So it's like, I'm doing this like in front of the whole world now.
Anyone can see
it. Anyone can see it. Like,
you
know, all of those people that I know don't like me that are just hanging around on my Facebook page in order to like poke fun at me, they can see. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'm really like, although I wanted to make 200 sales out of this launch and I've made one, like, yay for one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also yay for actually growing the balls to do lives on my page, mm-hmm. and yay for learning how to get this done and all of that. Like, I feel like it's been a success no matter what. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So next, well, I'm going
even to- just from this conversation, you've taught us so much. And then, you know, imagine when all the millions of women all the way around the world are listening to this. You just taught all them too.
Yeah, exactly. So I think next I think I'll just work on that membership idea next. Cool. Because I definitely have a membership in my long-term plan. And fuck it, now that I've got this Facebook group that you're right, I need to be completely frank with them and just say, hey, I can't keep doing this for free.
Mm. Yeah. That's it. Black and white.
Yeah. So I think that my next thing is going to be, and I've got like, I also bought Bushra's, what's it called? Recurring Revenue Engine, which is about how to build a membership. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I've started working through that and I put it on the back burner so that I could do this launch, but I might just like bring it back onto the front burner now and hammer through that. And you're right. Even if I get like a few members, like if I get 100 members at, you know, a small amount per month, that's good. And then you build from there.
Mm. And that's a regular income, exactly. Which is even better.
Yeah, exactly. And it's regular income for doing what I was doing on Facebook for free.
For nothing. Yeah.
So it's no extra work. Might you as can well.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
I actually think now that you've done that, I think down the track I might do that with my Facebook for the seniors as well. But I've got to wait until I get quite a few people in there. But yeah, then they would be happy, I think, to move to a website or something. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of there's a lot of ways you can do like a membership kind of stuff. You could do it. You can do Patreon. You can do like a on a Kajabi, like I'm gonna do. There's a lot of different ways that you can like platform it.
Mm. 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 Yeah, and I guess you'll just test it. If it didn't work, then you take what you've learned from that and then you move it forward in the next way. The only thing, like, I know you can't help it because it's your niche and Facebook doesn't like it, but the only thing is that why Facebook groups are so good, or for me, is that I spend so much bloody time on Facebook already and it's there and in my face. So you might still have to work the Facebook group, reminding them that you're posting stuff in Kajabi or wherever it is, or like, can they get an alert, or like, does Kajabi have an app that they can have on their phone that shows them when there's activity, like Facebook, you know, you get the,
I don't know, but like, I think it would be reasonable to keep the community aspect of it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And then just like, instead of posting all of the stuff on Facebook for free, just kind of go like, here's a snippet of what I've just put in the membership site.
Yes.
Go there and get it.
Yeah. So then actually everything you post is an invitation for the freebies to upgrade to the paid version. Yeah.
Yes.
And then you might commit to having, you know, a weekly live session or a monthly live session or something. And that way they're, you know, it's in their diary and they know they've got to go to Kajabi on that night, or it's recorded as well, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, or even put that in, because I think doing that in Kajabi is it's a head fuck of like stream keys and all sorts of different stuff that I just don't have I just don't have the tech in me for that. So
Vanessa might be able to help you.
So keep it really simple for myself and just do like, I could do a monthly hypnosis in the group.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's definitely worth more than $2.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
They could have they could pay their yearly fee up front to get a discount maybe, or, you know, pay for 2 years just to get the cash flowing, whatever whatever price point you decide. Obviously there's going to be some incentive, but because don't forget you'll have fees as well. So however they pay, if it's PayPal or whatever, and you've got to run the website, like Kajabi's not free.
No, and it's not cheap either.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
We'll all need to be reminded.
My next project is that membership. Getting into that Facebook group and telling them, sorry, can't keep doing this for free. I'm shutting this shit down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Love it. There you go. Vanessa, what are you up to?
I did, because last week we were talking about money blocks and, you know, I was like, I'm going to download Get Rich Lucky Bitch and go and do my thing. Well, I did do that. So I was killing three birds with one stone. I was listening to Denise and I was putting pamphlets in letterboxes in retirement homes.
That's right.
And I was getting exercise at the same time. I was like, this is like the perfect thing.
Win-win.
Yeah. So I've done a few of that. And then it's this week's been more like personal, removing money blocks and doing exercises and things like that. Because last week I was just like, I just wanted to spend money. You know, when you get in the zone, you're just like, right, fuck it. I'm just going to spend because I deserve it. And it's not as if I was spending thousands, but I was just like, why am I like this? And then I went, oh, sabotage. Oh, my God, sabotage.
it's everywhere.
Yeah, I know. So, I've been working on that a little bit. I've got another booking tomorrow. I've got a meeting with the head of a retirement village later today.
And, cool. Is that to sell a group program?
Well, no, because what happened was last week when I was doing my drop, there are apartments and they had like heaps of PO boxes and I couldn't get in there because it's a secure place. So I went into the office and I said, you know, would you be able to pop these in for me or can I go in? And they're like, oh, you need to contact the owner. He doesn't want anyone putting information into for any residents. And I was thinking, oh, that's a little bit, you know, if I'm a resident, I am entitled to think for myself. But anyway, but I see where he's coming from. And I said, oh, okay, no problem. So she gave me his email and I thought, oh, well, I've already put the ones in the letterboxes outside. So I'm not going to go and get them back. And anyway, I got an email from him saying, it's come to my attention that you have been putting this in letterboxes and you should have come to me first. And we have an IT person that does this already. And so I went back and said, my apologies. I thought that I had contacted you, which I had, and they hadn't replied. I thought that I had, and I did go to the office to meet with you, to see you, but, you know, then learned too late that I'd already put them in, blah, blah, blah. And I've already got a booking from there. So how do you want me to handle that?
Well, is it any of his business?
Look, it's a private run thing. And I do understand they're looking at my business as a high trust model. It deals with
fair enough. Passwords, yeah, yeah. You could be ripping them off. Yeah.
Banking, all that
stuff.
So I do totally get it. So I said, I'm more than happy to come. And because he said the other IT guy has been vetted and therefore endorsed. And I said, well, I'm more than happy to come down so that you can do that. So that's what the meeting is about today, which will be fine.
Wow. Well, it'll be interesting to see how he receives you and where it goes from there.
Yeah. I do understand it. I do, because there are old people that will be taken advantage of.
That's right. When you put it like that, it makes total sense. Yeah. And it's good that he cares enough to make the effort.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he could have just said no, but he didn't. He's still listening to you. So he, might work.
Yeah, exactly. But honestly, I think in a retirement village, if you're in a, you're not in the home part, you're in your own apartment, surely you can make your own decisions.
Yeah, if you're in like self-care. Yeah. But, you know, they might have different rules. Who knows?
Anyway, so that's me. Mm. And we've got like a minute and a half left already. How's your week, Tonya?
Oh, great. I quit my job.
Yay. How did that go?
I'm not allowed to tell anybody yet because they don't want to stress the other staff until they have somebody to take my position, which is fine. I get that.
Yeah.
So I don't know when I'll finish up, but and they've still asked me to go back in like any capacity. And I'm just thinking about that. Like I said, I was open to it, but it's not really what I want. Mm. I'd be doing it for them and not for me, but they're good people. So that's why I feel like, why wouldn't I? But I don't know.
But they're good I'll figure people that out. It.
Yeah. Well, I actually got a pay rise. So the day that I said that I was leaving, they said that they had already approved a pay rise for me, but hadn't told me about it. And I said, well, you know, I hope that my colleagues get that as well. So they said they'd give it to me for the however much time I have left. So we'll see.
Mm.
I told them I think it's a very underpaid industry and I just don't need that crap in my life anymore. Like I just don't want to do it. So I'm privileged that I don't have to do it. And I can focus on all sorts of other things like this and might do so. I've got a friend that we might invest in a property and like do a reno and flip and, you know, there's so many more interesting, exciting things that I can have my own lifestyle around that are on the table. So we'll see.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Well, it's let us go past the 40 minutes. So I'm figuring it's going to just cut out at any moment.
It said that you upgraded it. It gave us a message.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't know what you did.
Anyway,
you're the tech guru.
Neither do I. Oh, good.
The universe just knew.
I know.
Things happen without even knowing.
Yeah. You just walk into a room and the computer's fixed, yeah?
Start working.
Love it. All right, I've got to go. We will talk next week. Well done, everyone.
All right, have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.